This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today, we have founder of Gatherall, Louise Lai, with us. Gatherall is a backless, strapless adhesive bra made to uplift women of all natural, beautiful shapes and sizes. Louise, thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, whenever you sent the product over, which is amazing, I was like, finally, like, I feel like I'm one of the women who's so frustrated with bras, just because I am like, I have a size D cup, so it's really hard to wear, you know, fun dresses in the summer, just feel actually supported.
Yes, I mean, I feel the same, you know, the brand is actually started with the frustration of me not being able to find the right undergarment to wear with the backless strapless dresses that's out there. You know, everyone wants to look cute, everyone wants to dress up, but undergarments are always, you know, a big issue that needs to be solved.
Right. And it's really interesting because women are such consumers of fashion, you know, and like seasonal new things to wear. So it's like, finally, you're here. Gatherall's here to support and, you know, kind of lift us up. So can you tell me a little bit about the backstory of how you started Gatherall?
The brand was born out of, you know, frustration of not being able to find any sticky bras that works for me. I was born and raised in Thailand. You know, a lot of people around me have smaller cup sizes. And so, you know, growing up, I always want to wear the things that people are wearing, but there's no undergarment for me. So, you know, I was very frustrated. I tried every sticky bra, strapless bra out in the market, but nothing has worked for me. They are either too thick and squishy. So that's what people call chicken cutlet sticky bras, you know, which never works because they're too heavy. And, you know, they are either not durable, not washable, not stretchy. And, you know, a lot of times it's not safe for skin. So I wanted to create something that eliminates all of that. I want something more sustainable. I want to create something that, you know, is thinner, lighter, and also stretch and move with your body. And that, you know, I want to create the adhesive that is safe for the skin, but strong enough to, you know, lift the larger cup sizes. And, you know, if you feel Gatherall bra is very different from any sticky bra in the market, normally they are either, you know, the squishy type, the chicken cutlets, or they are the foam with padded fabric. But Gatherall is a solid matte silicone. So when you feel it, it's very velvety and soft. It feels like second skin. So what I wanted was, you know, to mimic the second skin. So when you wear clothing, it doesn't feel like you're added the bulk to your body, but more, you know, accentuate what you already have.
Yeah, that's beautiful. There's nothing worse than like peeling off a pasty and being like,
I mean, if you try it on, you peel it off, you know, it's actually not painful. And also, I thought about what women, when I designed the bra, I have women in mind. So a lot of times, you know, the pain point of putting on sticky bras and taking it off is, you know, the nipple parts, right? Because you don't want to touch the adhesive. So I created the nipple protector. And it comes in, you know, little envelope that comes with the bra. You just use that to put it on the adhesive part. So when you put it on, take it off, it's not painful. So we thought about that, you know, added step.
That's amazing. So I know that at Gather All, you really want everyone wearing your adhesive bras to have confidence and to feel confident. And I think that's a huge layer, because there's nothing worse than being at an event or somewhere where you have to go adjust, you know, yourself, or you just don't feel comfortable to dance or anything like that. So I'm curious, what makes you feel really comfortable in your own skin?
For me, I feel most confident when I am myself. And, you know, when I surrounded myself with, you know, strong, talented women that inspire me and, you know, help me bring my vision to life, you know, especially for work too. You know, I only work with women-owned businesses, like whether it be a PR firm, graphic designers, or a lawyer team. So everyone around me has, you know, always been women. So I feel like they would understand where I'm coming from. They would understand my mission, and they, you know, support me in everything that I do. So that really gives me the confidence in starting my own brand and, you know, give me the confidence in myself.
That's amazing. That's so girl powerful of you. I love that. Yeah. Give the jobs to women who are, you know, smart and talented. And at the same time, they understand exactly what the product is.
Yes. So they know, you know, what we want and what we need in a bra and all the frustrations. So I do get feedback from all of them as well.
Who inspires you?
To start the brand.
Yeah. What was your inspiration?
So it was pretty much me. Because it was me, because, you know, I wanted to make something for myself. And then I was like, you know what, if I have this issue, someone else would probably feel the same, you know, like, and creating this product really gave me the confidence to wear whatever that I wanted to wear that I wasn't able to in the past. And, you know, what's amazing about this journey is that, you know, people or customers that tried the product, they loved it. They would, you know, write me an email review, or sometimes they would send me a DM saying, you know, thank you so much for creating this. I wasn't able to wear a lot of the things that I wanted to until Gather All came along. And so that really makes my heart full. And, you know, it really gives meaning to the things that I do. And it really gave me the push forward to develop more products for women.
Huge. So you have this idea, you're like, this is what I need, so I know others need it too. What was your step one, or like your motivation to really put it out to market or start developing? Like, how did you manufacture all that stuff and like know what to do?
So it was very funny. So I literally mixed silicone mixture in my kitchen back in Thailand. I pour it onto like a baking tray to make it very, very thin. And then I would mold it on, you know, the mannequin form so that, and then I would cut the shape of the breast so that, you know, it would be sort of like a thin bra type thing. And so I literally did that back and forth so many times. And I knew I want the material to be kind of like skin texture, not fabric, because I want the entire thing to be able to, you know, wash, hand wash. You can wear it under swimming suits or sports bra. So I knew from the beginning that I wanted it to be very thin. And so I, after that whole process, I drew it in a computer. It was like a 3D design. I sent it to a factory to make the mold, the metal mold. And then I flew to China countless of times back and forth, trying to develop the silicone mixture, the adhesive mixture that is proprietary to us. And also, you know, the shape and the form and how the silicone stretches. So this is the only bra that actually stretch and moves your body. So, you know, it's a whole entire process, but in the end, we finally found, you know, the winner. And so I penned it, the design. So now we have a pen in China and in the US.
Oh, that's amazing. That's huge. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a long process.
Hard work.
Yeah. And it was during COVID too. So in the beginning, yeah. I didn't know that, you know, people were just at home quarantining. So I launched the second year of COVID and I did not know which direction it was going to go. So the first day that I launched, I was like, you know what, maybe it's just my friends that are going to buy it. And then traffic starts to come in, you know, through the website. It was friends of friends. It was, you know, word of mouth. And then, you know, it just pick up from there. It was a crazy process, but I think a lot of times, you know, when women find things that works, they tend to tell other women too, you know, because everyone wants to feel lifted and supported and be, you know, have the freedom to wear whatever they want.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess most of them are, you know, like word of mouth and then people sharing the story.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So so you've been in business 3 years. What is one thing like that you had to like, kind of like it happened, you had to keep your head up as a female founder or something like a hurdle? I mean, I know you started in the middle of COVID, so there had to have been some hurdles where, you know, when everyone was indoors.
Yeah. So I tend to look on the positive side, you know, because I feel that everything really happened for a reason and, you know, whether it's good or bad, you always learn something from it. Mm-hmm. So like in the beginning, the brand wasn't called Gatherall. I literally had to try file trademark 3 times because I couldn't get my first name, my second name. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to come up with a word that doesn't exist before. Yeah. So I came up with the word Gatherall, meaning, you know, gathering, not just gathering your breasts, but also gather women of all shapes and sizes, you know, because Gatherall has many color skin tones and, you know, different sizes. So I want the brand to feel like it's gathering women from all around the world.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of times when I feel like things are not going my way, I use that, you know, to fuel the fire in me to push forward. I feel like that's, you know, the best that you can do because not everything is going to go your way all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the power of the mind is so important. And that's something that Teddy and I touch on a lot with Girl Powerful, is just your mental health and your perspective. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of times if something doesn't go your way, you just, like with work or whatever, and you just have to kind of stop and think about it. I used to be so reactionary. You know, I would freak out if anything went wrong or was out of my control. But that's a big lesson as a business owner as well that we've learned is, yeah, positive mindset is huge. Waking up, starting a fresh new day is also a really big thing too.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, self-care is a big thing for me too. Sometimes when you're stressed or when you feel down, I feel like, you know, what you need to do to lift everything up. Like for me, on a hard day at work, I would just come home, shower, cuddle with my dog, my husband. And then for me, it's all about food, right? So food makes me feel happy. So on a bad day, I would just go out and eat the most yummiest food in New York, come home, shower, you know, do like a skincare routine and then rest. Right. And then, you know, you wake up the next day and then ready to tackle any problem that's thrown your way.
Yeah. How do you do, this is kind of, there's a new question, but how do you handle like time management with your phone as a founder?
So when I'm in the office, I rarely touch my phone. Mm. So a lot of times, you know, I I mean, I do post things on Instagram, but then I just let that be and then maybe check it once in a while. But I tend to keep myself busy and try not to check my phone too much. So back in the days, I would notice that my phone battery would die before half day because I'm on it so much. And now I don't even have to charge the entire day.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess that kind of shows that my phone usage has dropped a lot, but you know, I tend to focus on like work and, you know, because we do shipping and packing and everything ourselves in our warehouse. So a lot of times I'm just busy, you know, doing all that. So not much time for social media.
Do you have to put it away, like out of sight, like in a drawer?
No.
It's actually self-control
to me. Yes. So I try not to like, you know, touch it so much, but it's been helping a lot because, you know, you get less, you know, distracted and then you would have more time to put in something to grow and scale the business.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to be on social media all day.
Grow and scale my business. So yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is your goal for the brand in 2023?
So I want to scale Gatherall so that, you know, it's more available for other ladies in different parts of the world, because I do have customers from the UK, from Australia, from Thailand, from, you know, from everywhere. And then I don't want them to have to pay very expensive shipping fee and duty and whatnot. So I would try my best to scale the brand and have it available for more women, because I feel like everyone deserves to have the right undergarment that fits them and make them feel, you know, confident and comfortable in their own skin.
That's
yeah.
Beautiful.
Also, and also I'm actually working on larger cup sizes, which is, it's a challenge because, you know, it's a sticky bra. There's no strap, there's no back. So when, you know, the boobs is bigger, obviously it's heavier, right? So I need to create something that works for the larger chested girls too. So right now we have from cup A to double D, but our double D supports up to 34 triple D. And so I do get a lot of requests from larger size women that, you know, they want to feel, you know, included as well. And that, you know, I should expand the size, which I have been working on it, but it's just not easy because, you know, there's no strap to hold it up. So we're in the process, but which I hope to launch hopefully end of the year or sooner. We'll see.
That's fun. I'm just thinking how fun it is probably to do the creative side as well. To do your campaigns and to include all types of women. I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
And like, especially our models, you know, I don't use professional models. Most of the girls are moms and DJs and, you know, just regular people.
So do you have a casting call or do you just reach out on Instagram or
we do have casting call, and then, you know, I would put, I'm not looking for model type. So it's just, you know, regular women, because I feel like if you look on our website, it's just regular women, because I want people to feel like, oh, you know what, this is me, this is my body shape. So then they don't feel like, oh, okay, I don't think this is going to fit me, you know? So I want it to be very natural and that people could relate.
Totally. And it's so relatable, because it's like, there's nothing to me. I mean, I keep saying this, there's nothing worse than like an ill-fitting bra.
Yes.
And I feel like, you know, it's like, either it's like squeezing your sides in the back or like showing your back fat. You know, I have the same strapless bra like for 10 years. It's gross. It's like, I need a new bra. But like, this is such a solution for that, you know, like just like poorly made bras, that I'm not like a stick thin figure and I have big boobs, period. So this is amazing that you're including everybody.
Yes, that's the plan. That's why the brand is called Gather All.
You're gathering all the boobies.
Yes.
That's awesome. All right. We always end our podcast with one question. So what makes you feel the most alive?
What makes me feel the most alive in terms of, you know, running a business, receiving reviews and feedback from customer really, really makes my heart so full, especially, you know, women that goes through a lot of the, you know, problems in their life. And especially, you know, some women that went through mastectomy, which is not easy. And so they would have scarring on their chest. So they would email me saying, you know, thank you so much for creating this product, because this is the only, you know, product that is opaque and it's ultra thin, but it's also concealed the scarring on their chest. So they were able to wear, you know, tighter fitting outfits, and then they just feel more confident because there's the stitching is not showing through their clothing. So messages like that really, you know, touched me and then makes me more motivated to create more undergarment solutions for every woman around the world.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So beautiful. Well, thank you, Louise. And tell everyone listening where they can get their own Gather All bra.
You can go to the website. It's www.wegatherall.com.
Beautiful. And then follow them on Instagram as well. What's your Instagram?
It's @wegatherall.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. It was fun chatting with you.
It was. And everybody go buy some new adhesive bras. Life changer.
Yay. All
right. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.